Good morning, everybody. This is 8 a.m. in Simadar City on the 21st of November 2010. This is the translation of the special VCDs that are played in the morning. We will let you know what the first topic is. Yesterday was a grand celebration of the 103rd anniversary of Gnani Purush Dadashri, where in this major hall our current Gnani Puja Deepak Bhai gave darshan to about 6,000 to 7,000 people from morning till evening, with a little bit of an after post lunch break. Darshan was arranged in such a way that the Mahatmas were instructed to come in front of Puja Deepak Bhai, touch his feet if they wanted to, and engage his eyes just for a few seconds, and then walk on. At this rate, we could do about 1,500 Mahatmas per hour. If he did not get to connect with you in through his eyes and your eyes, then you would wait until he saw you, until he looked at you. And at that particular time, the critical thing was to look at the to get an experience of his vitaragata. Vitarag meaning the one who is absolutely free from any attachment or aversion of this to the slightest extent, and the vitaragata is of the Gnani can we only be experienced as one goes through progressively higher levels of awareness. So the VCD is starting now. Jai Sachidanand. Dada Bhagwan is this absolute self who resides within us all. And Lord Simandar is the current living Tirthankar, who is fully enlightened, living in Mahavidya Kshetra, and to him his millions of namaskars. So we are waiting for the title here. This is the Parushan Parayan of 2008, Aptavani 6. The Flawless Vision. And we are going to go from page 108 through 162. This is part one. This is a new series that has been released. This is part one. Deepak Bhai is going to just commence doing the 2008, the Flawless Vision Parayan. And he says, we are beginning the Parayan, the detailed study. And this is the Flawless Vision. And let us complete what was left in the previous Parayan. Mainly the whole purpose of doing the Parayan is not just a good feeling, but we need to rise higher, that our vision should rise to the level where, regardless of whatever has happened, we should have the flawless vision, and the vision to see the other person as the flawless. And Dadashri has given the ultimate incontrovertible principles of how the entire world is flawless. and how this the Tirthankar had this vision. And as we do the devoted taking up aradhana of this vision, then this will arise within us. Dadashri says that for many and lifetimes, he himself, he wanted to have this flawless vision, and this happened as a as an effect in his life. Deepak Bhai says that we all have received this as a cash through the grace of the Gnani Purush in this life, whereas he had to work for this for countless previous lifetimes to get it. And so all we need to do is to have the strong determination, the nishchay, that Dada, I also want the flawless vision like yours. And and so now from here, through the five agnas and how to see the other person as flawless, this is how we are going to proceed. These are fantastic talks in within, and we will take them each one after the other. And we are going to look at how the Gnani looks at it and what is the flawless vision of the Gnani like for the Gnani himself, and how can we attain such an understanding so that we too can have the unfolding of such a vision in our daily life and in our daily practical life as we interact with other human beings. In the slightest incident where there is the slightest suffering, then how do we see the other person as flawless? And so by seeing the other one as flawless, we can rise to the level of absolute flawlessness. So let us begin, and we will go very specifically and in minute details, so that we can focus on how it can help us in our practical life. So we begin with page 108 of Flawless Vision. This is on Gujarati, page 108. This is the Parayan of 2008, sometime in Much has been covered in the much of this book has been covered in a previous Parayan, but this is from this particular Parayan. We begin at page 108. But despite this, each specific talk is independent, and when you read it individually, it will help you. And so it is going to help your point of view. We need to pick up the vision of the Gnani. In fact, the Gnani was just releasing and revealing his own experiences with very specific instructions. And then beyond that, he has opened up the principles of worldly interactions to the point where he says that nobody can throw any dirt in your yard. This world is exact. If anybody throws any dirt in your backyard or front yard, then it is precise and is the result of your own mistakes. With out of ignorance, we had the faulty vision, and with knowledge, we have the faultless vision. So let us begin. The awareness of the Gnani. Dadashri says, our awareness is of the top kind. As soon as we know that there is a mistake, we wash it quickly. And we can wash it away right away. And then the intellect quietens down and the vision continues to improve. Sanjay Bhai is reading on this page 188 and I'm just roughly translating. Whatever mistakes you can see, those mistakes decrease. And those mistakes which decrease, and as the mistakes decrease, the awareness increases. From here on, now Dadashri says we have the subtler and the subtlest faults remaining. We are aware of those faults. This is the way that Gnani looks at us. Dadashri says our awareness is to the highest level. You would not even know that even as we look at you and if we converse you, we can wash it off. And Dadashri Deepak Bhai says, the Gnani remains the nose ear, and then he also places a machine whereby he can wash the mistakes. The placing of the machine is to say, Deepak, this is your mistake, so wash it off. So there are two ways. So the internal machinery of pratikraman is going on through the direction, and the highest level of awareness is the awakened awareness of the knower and the seer. This is the kind of the entire way in which the Gnani has remained, has been shown. So all kinds of sentences of the Gnani have been revealed by the Gnani. There are all kinds of sentences of knowledge have been revealed by the Gnani. Lack of awareness is to complain about somebody else, to become Shuddha, to become Jeff, Nada or Uwe. And that is the lack of awareness. To see the other person at fault is the sign of lack of awareness. And to see the sign, to the mistake of the self, small SELF, instantly is the sign of awakened awareness. So we know this thing. Right away, the Gnani knows it. Even as the words are coming out at the same time, at the very same time, the Gnani is able to see the mistakes and is washing them off. He is able to see 1,000 faults right away, and he can pick up these mistakes. Yes, he has said that. The Gnani has said, says Deepak Bhai, that the gross and the subtle mistakes are gone. However, at the level of the absolute awareness and knowledge, the mistakes of the subtler kind and the subtlest kinds remain. Dadashri says that after his awakening, he could see thousands of his mistakes daily. So one can see one's mistakes. So the definition of a Mahatma is that the Mahatma should be able to see 25 to 50 mistakes of his own, then only he can say that he is a Mahatma. If he cannot see his own mistakes, then he is really not, he is really behind in his approach as a Mahatma. So for 4 years, the Gnani says, from morning till evening, the Gnani, after his awakening in 1958, continued to see his mistakes, and with each and every person, with reference to rag, dvesh, and anger, greed, deceit, and pride. Dada used to say that if he mentions the age 12, then at the age of 12, he would see everything from the beginning till the end. At the age of 12, and then he would wash them all off. We just need to really increase our own seeing our own mistakes from 25 to 50 to 500 a day, if we can see. Whether it happened at home, in satsang, or in business, let us see how we can decrease. If we cannot see thousands of mistakes, can we not see about 100 of our own mistakes daily? And this is the and the principle says that as you see your own mistakes, your awareness will increase, says Deepak Bhai. Let us read further. Reading further, Sanjay. It is because Dadashri says it is because of the nature of this era that the mistakes have kind of happened because. But we give you the knowledge of 360 degrees in the Gnanvidhi. However, we could not we could not digest it, and because of the nature of the time, current era of the time cycle, and even you will not be able to digest it. We give you 360 degrees real, and the relative, we are at 356 degrees. He says, we have... Deepak Bhai now comments on this paragraph. In 1 hour, in the Gnanvidhi, we give you absolute knowledge, Kevad Gnan. This Gnanvidhi of ours, says Deepak Bhai, is worth really taking up very beautifully, because one can become absolutely enlightened through the Gnanvidhi. It is the highest of the highest. At a lower stage, the Charanvidhi is like that. But that is why it is very important to do the Nishchay Vyavahar Charanvidhi, because it places you at the level of Kevad Gnan. It is through this sentences of the Gnanvidhi that you can touch the Absolute. Therefore, yes, we have received the Kevad Gnan, the Absolute Gnan, but it does not digest us. We cannot digest it because it does not come into our vision. Because through I am Shuddha, through I am Uve, through I am Marian, it is becoming so intense that we have difficulty to become free from these mistakes that are in discharge. But as you become progressively free from your mistakes and errors, you will come to the state of the absolute state of independence, which is Niralam. But you know, some people are so busy that they do not have the time to do anything. They do not have the time to do the Charanvidhi, to go to the Lord, to do the Darshan, or to read the books on Brahmacharya, or to see his own mistakes, or to find where he misses the five Agnas. So therefore, why don't you divide your time automatically so that you will be able to get some free. Once you become free, then you can go back into your own state of the self. Even if within an hour you can find 10 minutes out of the 60 minutes to look at this, it is a division of time, and in the division of time is the division of time. This helps you. We do not want to become beggars of these things. You have the absolute knowledge, and therefore remain in the absolute knowledge and go into and move towards the absolute knowledge. Whether you cannot digest it or not, it is nothing, not, but at least you could taste it, is it not? That is the beauty of this knowledge, says Deepak Bhai. And we do not want to attain the fullness yet, but at least should we not climb the first step towards the completion, towards the absolute enlightenment? So we need to keep this in our awareness and proceed. Initially, you have to try very hard, but once the tree is growing well and it is growing in all the directions, then the fruits will come. Then that once the tree is well established, then you do not have to do too much to take care of the tree, do you? It's in the initial phases after the Gnanvidhi that you have to take care of the very young plant, which is vulnerable to injury and vulnerable to destruction. So you need to find out the surplus time within. The surplus time, the time of confusion, the time of kashai, and the surplus time. And so if you really... Yes, you do have free time. You do have significant free time so that you can... But you know, instead of using that surplus time into meaningful thing, you may waste it away in the time of confusion and in the time of kashai. So you need to come back into your original state. So you have such a capacity to move forward. So you have received the knowledge of 360 degrees, and therefore move in that direction. Next one, on page 109. In the word Jnani Purush Tadarshi says that the one who does not see his own mistakes, that those mistakes become his superior. I do not have any mistakes and therefore I do not have any superior. In fact, I am the superior of superior. I have the subtle and the gross mistakes are gone. However, the subtler and the subtlest mistakes remain, and we, the Jnani Purush, remain the knower and the seer of those mistakes. Some people say that I do not want to do a regular job because I did not want to have a boss. Yes, but you know, the guy does not want to work, but he's okay, he's fine with his wife working and living on the money that his wife brings. No, as you become free from your own mistakes, you will become independent. You do not need to worry about your relative inferiority position as a worker in an office. If you become the independent boss by becoming free from your own mistakes, then you will become your own boss and you will not have any superior over you. So this, your own mistakes become your superior. If you have stolen something, then the policeman will catch you and you will get the punishment. But mistake is called stealing again. If you do not steal again, then it is not called a mistake. So it is after Jnanvidhi, the mistakes are recurrent entry into hurt and mistakes. The Jnani is the absolute self in the human body. And the Jnani Purush does not have any subtle mistakes. Any subtle or gross mistakes. What is the mistake? What is the example of the gross mistake? If I make a mistake, then the one who is aware then will know that this person has made a mistake. The Jnani has made a mistake. So, subtle mistake means, if there are 25,000 people here, I would understand that there has been a mistake. But out of those 25, only very few, 5 to 25, will understand the subtle mistake. One can see the subtle mistake with mistake. However, the subtler and the subtlest mistakes can only be seen through the knowledge of the self only. And even the celestials cannot see this except when they see through the avadhi gnan. So yes, these mistakes, the subtler mistakes and the subtlest mistakes, the Jnani do not harm anyone, and the Jnani does have them, but this is because of the current nature of the current time cycle that the Jnani has them. However, but the one who does not have a single subtle or gross mistake. Now from all this, Deepak Bhai says, we need to know where we stand. People will say, hey Sanjay, you shouldn't do this, you should not, this is a relative. But he says, then Sanjay will say, no, I got to do it, I have to do it. And so that is an evident mistake. The awakened, aware one will remain very awake of any insistence of the ego as soon as it happens. So this is obvious mistake of lack of awareness. We are not, Dada is on the North Pole and we are on the South Pole. That is the difference between the Jnani and the Mahatma. The awakened, aware person will know that this is a subtle mistake, and whatever is visible through the five senses, it is called a mistake at the gross level. And the kasha is the anger, greed, deceit and pride are called subtle mistakes. So, now deceit and anger are supporting. So illusion, pride and greed, these are the three major mistakes and which are supported by anger and deceit. Illusion, pride and greed are the three major faults which are supported by the anger and the deceit. As long as you believe that I am superior, then you will find the others as inferior. As long as you believe that you are right, then you will find the others as wrong. So these are all relative mistakes that are happening. Yes. For the Jnani, the anger, greed, deceit, and pride are gone. And also, in the gross activities also, the Jnani does not have any mistakes. There is nothing. Now, what is left for the Jnani is the subtler and the less mistakes. And those go away through this being the knower and the seer of these mistakes only. And we see them as separate only. And we can, so the Jnani is seeing them through the vision of the self as capital only. So we have had such a Lord, such person. We have had such a topmost Jnani like the state of the Lord Mahavir in this Kali card, in this current era of the time cycle through Jnani Purush Dadashri. So these mistakes of the Jnani are such that they kind of impede the absolute enlightenment a little bit. But he says that at least it is worth it, because it the presence of the Jnani will help human beings. And so this is the nature of the true Karuna, the compassion of the Jnani, because he wants to liberate all the living beings of this, all the human beings of this current era of the time cycle on this earth. So if one wants to become, do any kind of Jagat Kalyan, one has to attain that level of purity only, with a P capital. I said that the celestial beings have authority, so they can see through their avadhi gnan, through their clairvoyant knowledge. So they can. Yes, they may not have become Jnani. There are millions of celestial beings, and in the actual presence of the Jnani, in Jnani also there are so many countless celestial beings present at this time, and so this is the atmosphere that one experiences, and therefore there is no tension, there is no stress when the Mahatmas have gathered in any situation. There is no difficulty with the Mahatma at all during this. And so there is the presence of the celestial beings, especially in the Jnanvidhi. In such an environment, we need to straighten up, because we should not do anything that the Dev Devis will not like. Yes, our actions and our subtle activities also should be such that the celestial beings do not become upset with us. This is where the Jnani, the Niruma and the Tirthankar Bhagwan are present. And now, this is now, let us go deeper into what does Dada mean by looking. It's from within, the Lord shows the mistakes. The world can see two kinds of mistakes. The world can see the gross as well as the subtle. The gross mistakes are external. The external people can also see the mistakes. And the subtle mistakes are seen by those with the intellect. Yes. So the intellect one can see. Intellect can see the subtle mistakes. These gross and subtle mistakes are not there in the Jnani. Now the subtler mistakes are seen only by the Jnani. And we sit in the subtlest, says the Jnani. Whatever my subtler and the subtlest mistakes are there, they are the ones that block the block final enlightenment, absolute enlightenment. And those mistakes, the Lord within shows me, and that is how I know. And that is why I know that He is my boss. That this Lord, the 14 worlds at 360 degrees, is my boss. Now, whoever shows my mistakes, is he not my superior? Yes. The questioner says, yes. In that sense, the Deepak Bhai says, if anyone points out our mistake to us, we should accept it right away and and proceed with it. And ultimately, when there are no external people there to show your mistakes, then the Lord within will show you mistakes. That shows the Gnani's adhinta, his total subservience, his total surrender to the inner Lord within him. In the 20 years following his enlightenment, the Gnani never became Dada Bhagwan. He was absolutely separate. He knew that the Lord within is the highest. I am at this level as Dada Shri, and the Lord within is showing the subtler and the subtlest mistakes to the Gnani Purush, Dada Shri, who was at 356 degrees. So this is a very absolutely gorgeous. So that is why if anyone recites the name Dada Bhagwan simply, then it will become absolutely, because we do not accept this saying that this is the I am Dada Bhagwan. I pass it on to the fully enlightened within, and therefore it will give you the fullest results. So even just to say Dada Bhagwan or Dada Bhagwan Nasi Jessica. So even if you are in a hospital or in a surgery or wherever, the moment you say Dada Bhagwan, Dada Bhagwan, you will feel. You might be in a major accident somewhere, and then this will make a significant difference. You know, no matter what would have happened to the car, it will not touch you. The car may be crushed, but you will be absolutely, you'll remove, come out of it totally unscathed. Including, yes, even among husband and wife and in companions, there has been such oneness and such beautiful reactions and interactions. So the prayers and the aradhana, the devoted undertaking of the Gnani is very great. That is why Dada Shri says, the Sanjay reading, the one who is within, the one that I'm talking about, is the Lord of the 14 worlds, and please do the darshan of him. Who shows you the mistakes? The one who is the fully enlightened one within. I have seen that Dada Bhagwan, I guarantee you, I've seen him. He is fully enlightened. I too worship him. And I'm telling you, you too go and worship him. And please come and do the darshan of the fully. Dada Bhagwan within is at 360 degrees. Do your darshan. He is separate from I am. Don't you think we are separate? He is separate and I am separate? Yes. Dada Shri says, the two of us are different. The one within is absolutely separate, and he is fully manifest, and he is the fully luminescent light of absolute knowledge. Jad Har Jyoti, he is the glorious, magnificent light of 1,000 suns. And I am, as the Gnani, the Lord within is absolutely entitled. Because, you know, in Kali Yuga, so many people say, he's a god. No. But the Gnani will say, no, I am at this level, and the Lord is at that level. No, and he does not become the owner of the state of the fully enlightened. I lack by 4 degrees. I am not a Bhagavan. I am not a god. I am not a fully enlightened one. Only a fully enlightened one can be called the absolute god, because it is, Deepak Bhai said, it is a, if you are lacking by 1 degree, if you call yourself a god, it is a very major problem. It is a very major problem, especially in Kali Yuga. Now the question from Sanjay. Dada was a god at 356, yes. Yes, but he says, yes, from 345 to 355 you are a Gnani. 355 to 360 you can be called a god. But because he is separate from his subtler mistake, he keeps it separate. But it is through his graceful compassion that he makes these very precise scientific separations and proceeds. Because his own wife was, you know, but here you human being, the human beings of current times are such that he starts doubting the chastity of a wife who has been serving him for 25 years, even if she is on a smallest incident. So, and Dada Shri says, he says, Inkaka says, he says, it is through our compassion that we have said that we have separated it. Otherwise, people will say, otherwise, all these people within the intellect, masses of the intellect will kind of reject me, reject the person, and we will move away from the Gnani. Yes, professors will come to Dada. And once they get very satisfied that he is not calling himself a Bhagavan, then we'll be ready to talk to the Gnani. Yes, when you reach a certain level, so anyway 355 to 360, you are indeed a god. But Dada says, I am the blissful one. I have the bliss of a Tirthankar. Why do I need any kind of titles? What do I care about what title you give me? He says, Dada used to tell the other person, I am your disciple. I am going to learn from you. And this is how he used to proceed. And so he would submit himself to such low levels in front of human beings so that they would be amazed and they will proceed to become drawn to the Gnani through his compassion. So he says I am at 356 degrees. He has entered the state of absolute enlightenment. Only his little finger and the most distal end of his little finger has been trapped in the door only. But the Gnani is the Kevad Gnani, is the absolute enlightenment, but in exactness he cannot be called an absolute enlightenment. But for us all, if we call him an absolutely enlightened one, it's perfectly fine. We should say he is a complete, fully enlightened one. He is the God, he is the absolute God, he is the absolute Lord in human state, and believe that he is the one, and he is the one who is going to continue to liberate you from this world interest. Yes? Yes, so leave everything. Dada Bhagwan, Dani Purush, M. Patel. Yes. And when you want to, you do your bhakti, then you can say, yes, he's the absolute enlightenment. But for the world, you can tell him that he is Signani Purush. And slowly, as his devotional understanding increases higher and higher, he will understand that he is a living God himself. Sanjay says, yes, I still feel that there are so many mistakes. So, because I just want to make sure that I do not miss out anywhere. Yes, Niruma recorded everything, and she preserved everything, and now it has come into books, and now we are. And so even if you just keep on listening to this talk, you will become absolutely holy, pavitra and pure. By listening to this, a sense of purity rises within you. And let us now, this is the flawless vision. This is a little bit higher level of the understanding of how to see the entire world as flawless. And so when one reads this, once reads all of this, no, we do not, we need to find out how can we really see every single soul as absolutely flawless. And without any. Now, next one. The world is flawless. God saw the world flawless. Questioner. The Lord Mahavir saw the entire world flawless. Dada Shri says, yes, the Lord saw the world flawless. And yes, he saw the world as flawless through his own flawless vision. He never saw anyone at fault. In the same way, we have seen the world as flawless. And I too do not see anyone at fault at all. If somebody puts a huge garland on me, he is flawless. And if he comes and curses me, he is flawless. This is because of the illusory vision that one sees the other person at fault. This is the problem is of the vision only. The fault is of the vision only. First of all, one's own vision has to become flawless, and that is how you can start saying the world is flawless. But the moment I say I am Shuddha, then the faulty vision arises. Then it becomes I am so and so. I am an organizer. I am these things. I am the doer. Becomes I am such and so. I am so and so. I am this and this will arise. But only the pure vision. So you have to become the pure soul first, and then see the pure one. Yes. But if you say that the Hindus and the Muslims are fighting, then hey, you are you seeing the Muslims? You have just become Owe. If you become Owe, you will see Muslims. But if you remain because you are a Hindu or Christian, you see the other person as a Muslim. But to remain as the S capital self is to be non-violent. To remain as a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim is the violent intent. It is to remain as the S capital self is the non-violent intent. But the moment you become a Christian, a Jew, a Hindu, you have entered a violent intent. This is the subtlest level of violence. And so it is from these subtle levels of worldly interactions you rise higher to write this. You just, instead of saying why is he doing this, you apply faulties of the sufferer and find out who is suffering, and once you recognize who is suffering, then the moment you see somebody at the fault at the slightest level, then you should just the moment you see that, then there will be an inner suffering for sure. And the more your vision becomes flawless, regardless of any change in the external environments, you will have a tremendous inner stillness. So your vision must become absolutely installed and instilled in the flawless vision, as flawless and not into any such sorts of flaws. So whether somebody compliments you with a garland and compliments, or whether somebody curses you and throws insults at you, you should remain in the equanimity of your vision of the flawless one. Under no circumstances do I want to see anyone at fault. So next one, question. How can one attain this flawlessness? And Dada Shri says, when you see the entire world as flawless, then you will become attain that flawlessness. I have seen the entire world, each individual being. I have seen the one who is doing hurt, and the one is doing the hurt, and the one who is doing the harm and the hurt, and the one who is doing the helpful. I have seen both of them as flawless. So say, as you start, initially you'll see the people around you as flawless, then the outside people, then you'll see the entire world as flawless. Then you will attain the total flawlessness. This is a very amazing key of the Gnani. The Gnani says that even the one who helps you is, even the one who hurts you, if you can see him as without mistakes, then you have risen and attained the flawlessness in the vision with reference to that particular human being. But then, so these are all relative interactions, and in the relative interactions, in the real, there is neither the harm nor the hurt. You just have to say that he is the pure soul, and the pureness of the vision will then slowly rise higher and higher and higher and higher, and then ultimately it will attain towards the whole world, and then you'll have the total sense of flawlessness, total vision of flawlessness, and then ultimately you will get the whole world, and then you will attain completion. And so, and therefore, in their entire day of your independent inner effort of Purusharth, you need to find out. Even if you have had the slightest opinion about somebody, then if you, the very fact that you have uttered such a sentence that he, oh, that man is not going to help me, then you really need to reset it through the knowledge that he is a pure soul, vyavasthit is doer, this was a wrong sentence, clear it up, because this sentence that was uttered was wrong. And so every word has to be purified, and as you purify every word that is spoken through the application of the knowledge, and which requires your awakened awareness, then the cleansing will happen and the flawless vision will arise. There is nobody at fault. If he has made any fault, then really he made the mistake in the last life, and but he does not have any desire to hurt. He has zero desire to hurt, and even then he hurts. This is because of the filled stock from past life, and so now these are the evidences of how can you see him as faultless. It might seem that he is doing any mistakes right now, but this is a result of a mistake that this person who has just hurt you, that he did it in the last life. He has no desire to hurt you, however, and this is his filled stock, and it is just expressing he does not like to do it, and therefore this is an siddhant, this is an incontrovertible principle that leads to the ultimate liberation. So today you have to sit on the side of prajna, the liberating force of the self, and say, look, you are saying, why is he doing it? But no, he is pure. The self is separate. The prakriti is separate. This is the field stock of the prakriti, the non-self complex. It is a mistake of the past life that is unfolding in this life. But this is the precise technique that the jnani is. So you have to remain as the self and then show it to Shuddha, show it to Uve, show it to Nada, show it to Jeff, show it to Cecilia, and show it to Cecilia, and become free from it. And so therefore you can just see, make the all different lines and see. And so find out. So whenever you see the mistake of anyone, then when you take each and every sentence very precisely, then write down this mistake. And then why don't you write, we have so much Gnanvani, knowledge of the self, that we can explain it in so many. But the moment you separate away from Shuddha, from Nada, Uve, Sanjay, Cecilia, Nada, Jeff, then you will be able to see so many mistakes. But the moment you become Siddharth, Jeff, or Nada, or Uve, then it is very difficult to see these mistakes. Because when you have to tell these mistakes to somebody else, you're not able to show everybody else's. Oh, Sanjay explained to me, I felt so good. And therefore you'll say, well, if he keeps coming to me, he'll get so much better. So the pride arises. This last paragraph that you was. Because there are three. And for many years we used to read it, but when the Dadavanis became underlined, there were so many Dadavanis. The Dada is teaching this intellect in so many ways of how many ways? That he is explaining the intellect in so many ways. Whether he's, and it's so simple that he does not have any desire, yet he becomes angry. If a person becomes angry in this life, it is not that he is becoming angry in this life. This is the result of his intentions of anger in the previous life. So he was, but now he does not have any desire, and yet he becomes angry and explodes. He does not have any desire to become angry, and yet he becomes angry. And so these very classical sentences of Dada Shri that are of the ultimate incontrovertible principle, Siddhant, have to be very specifically noted down. Do you have to notice? If somebody looks at you, do you have to notice whether he is looking at you? whether he's noticing you. You really have to look at the pure soul within him. If you look at the pure soul, you will not be concerned, is he noticing you or not noticing you? Is she noticing you or not noticing you? See the self in all and become free. This is, on every page of this book, there is 8 to 10 keys of liberation. So whenever you have a little time, just kind of look at the book. And so as you go through it, you will see more and more, more and more. Next, let's go. Deepak Bhai, yes, Dada has said it so openly, yet there is something. Yes, we keep on talking, we will see, become talking with file number one, we will become liberated more and more, see. So now, let us carry on further. How is the world flawless? Now this is the Dada says, do not look at Pudgal, do not see the non-self complex. See the self only. This is the ultimate vision. This is the last. Do not look at the body complex, look at the self only. If you need to, which is Pudgal and who, which is the self, whose vision is it and how shall I keep it? Then, and the Lord saw the ones who put nails like wooden sticks in his ears as absolutely flawless. We have become the judges without any salary, and therefore, yes. If we see the one who is putting the nails in the ears of the Lord Mahavir as a flaw, as faulty, then we are wrong. In fact, in no situation in life should you see anyone at fault, because the moment you see anyone at fault, that means know that your own ego has arisen. And the moment the ego arises, therefore the fault arises. So when each and every thread that has made the cloth of the ego so solid dissolves, then the ego will go away. And because I believe that I am right, that I see the other one at fault. Because I believe that I have some knowledge, that means I see the other one at fault. Because I believe I am superior, that I see the other one at fault. So in all of these instances, the ego is there. I am Deepak is the ego. I am Uwe is the ego. I am Christina is the ego. So I am this. I am of a higher family. I am a Jain. I am this, I am that, I am. And so there are countless such egos that arise in front of you. And so as you look at them, then, and so the Dada has broken our major blunder, which is I am Alessa. However, the mistakes have yet to be removed. And as the mistakes get dissolved through this vision, as through this pure V capital vision, and as the mistakes in the discharging state get decreased, then one rises to the level of the experience. And as he rises in the level of the experience, and this is a fantastic sentence, that do not see the non-self complex, see the self only. Who sees the mistakes? Only the ego sees the mistakes. We have become Dada Shri Sa, we have become the justices, we have become judges without a salary. This is this. If you want to become free in this world, then if you just tell anyone, do this and do that, then you really need to become free from, because you are now trying to become a judge. You see? If we say something if we say anything, this is what we are saying. The Dada says that when I say something like this, then we know that we are saying this through the worldly interactions only, and we recognize that it is nothing but ego and intellect only. And so check on it, and then find where it is wrong, and go higher into that. On the path of moksha, it is this world that is blocking us. It is through this this vision of the senses that we speak, and therefore we sense. But really, really, the world cannot puzzle us at all, because no human life can interfere in another human life at all. This is the knowledge of the Tirthankar. However, these people are moving around as the world teases them. But when you have the flawless vision, and then you will become free from this world. Otherwise, without, but as long as you see anyone at fault at the slightest, then you will not become free. This is a fantastic sentence, says Deepak Bhakti. The world is such that one living being cannot interfere with another living being at all. So if you hurt anyone, then it will get bound. And so against that, if you see that you are, they are flawless, then you become free. If somebody is cursing, somebody is looting, somebody is murdering, somebody is raping, all of these mistakes are happening because of what was bound in the Prakriti from the past life and then the non-self complex. And we can see that as a constant, constantly within. So please cultivate this vision of the flawless one, everyone around it. And if you cannot see that, then at least just say that is nobody is at fault, it is my own mistake that has come in front of me, oh my Radha Bhagwan, oh Lord within me, and let me see them as flawless. Otherwise it is not possible to become free from the mistakes, because the moment you hurt someone, then you are an ego. So, and if you get hurt through someone, then you are an ego. And as long as you are in a hurt mode, then you will not become free. So you should be having this flawless vision through the egoless state of the S capital self. So you want to become free only. So you should have all the siddhanta, the ultimate incontrovertible principle that liberates, with reference to liberation. So if you are in a jail, would you be released early if you misbehave in the jail? So if you want, this world is a jail only. The world is a trap only. So you really need to see the other person as flawless and extricate yourself out of it and come out. Now this is the end of the part one. Let us sit for an hour. Deepak Bhai is coming and he's going to do the Vidhi for all of us. So the Gnani Purusha is in the Vatsalya, and the hall here is filled with 2,000 people, and they have all listened to and reviewed this video VCD of the Parayan part 1 of the Flawless Vision of 2008, starting with page 108. The second half of the Parayan was done, and Jai Sachidanand. Let us do the Vidhi.
Shut that much.
chum, shuddhatma 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 chum, shuddhatma